Whatever the occasion, make it gold. Hunter's Gold.
Making your afternoons absolute fun. The home run. Home run.
Ish. Next customer.
These views keep draining me.
Hi, madam. How are you?
Hello there. I am well. Oh, just about to give you the remainder of my salary.
Mandy.
Wait. I just got a cashback from Stanbic.
Really?
I thought I was finished.
Must be nice having a bank that pays your bills.
Mandy.
Switch your salary account today. Visit your nearest Stanbic branch or call 8200 for details. Terms and conditions apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18 hours on Phoenix. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
You know that feeling of frustration when you are told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. Police deny forcing Mundubile and Zulu out of Eastern Province. Wilson Bondamali and 10 others arrested over alleged violence in Kawe. In global news, Trump and Iran trade new threats after strikes exchanged. This is the main news on Phoenix FM at 18 hours. My name is Ruben Mwanza. Police in Eastern Province have refuted claims circulating on social media that they forced National Reconciliation Party for Unity and Prosperity, NRPUP President Brian Mundubile, and his running mate Makhebi Zulu to leave the province last night. Addressing the media in Chipata this afternoon, Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba said police were only enforcing directives issued by the Ngoni Royal Establishment, which prohibited political activities within Ngoni chiefdoms during the mourning and burial period of late Paramount Chief Mpezeni. Mr. Mwemba explained that police officers intervened at Protea Hotel after a large crowd, including motorcyclists, gathered at the premises where the two leaders were accommodated, as the gathering was not authorized and took place at a private facility. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwemba has confirmed the arrest of five people in Chipata, saying the first suspect, identified as Peter Mashala, was apprehended at Ipendukeni Palace during the funeral procession yesterday. Mr. Mwemba added that four other suspects were arrested at Protea Hotel after police received information linking them to an aggravated robbery case in Chawama.
The security of a certain person within the province is safe, including the ones who are complaining to say they were harassed. No one was beaten there. I got it, I wasn't there, but my officers briefed him. There were more than 100 people, and we are told no gathering. Those are politicians, is it? No gathering. Our officers, my officers, when they moved, they went there to query what was going on, because people, the number was swelling. People are coming in. Unless those who are wise should tell us to say would have let those people to do what they want.
Police in Central Province have arrested 11 suspects, including Kawe Central mayoral aspirant Wilson Pondamali, in connection with allegations of proposing violence following political disturbances in Katondo compound in Kawe. Central Province Police Commissioner Lemekani Chirwa said the arrests stem from a report made by Mr. Albert Chongo, 41, who alleged that Mr. Pondamali, an aspiring mayoral candidate under the NRPUP party, incited supporters to attack Mr. James Tole and others accused of disrupting a political meeting. He said further investigations in Katondo compound on June 9th led to the apprehension of five more suspects who were allegedly seen in a widely circulated video proposing violence while at Chowa police station in the company of Mr. Pondamali. Mr. Shira said all 11 suspects have been warned and cautioned for the offense of proposing violence contrary to Section 91 of the Penal Code. The Constitutional Court has reserved judgment to 22nd July 2026 in a matter in which LCK Foundation Limited and Chapter 1 Foundation have challenged government's failure to submit the Zambia-USA Health Aid Memorandum of Understanding and an associated bilateral compact agreement to the National Assembly for approval. After hearing submissions from both parties this morning, the full bench of the Constitutional Court, led by President Margaret Munalula and Deputy President Arnold Shilimi, together with Justices Martin Musaluke, Judy Mulongoti, Madford Mandenga, Maria Kawimbe, and Kenneth Mulife, settled on 14 hours as the time for judgment to be delivered. During the hearing, LCK Foundation Limited and Chapter 1 Foundation, represented by Linda Kasonde and Josiah Kolala, maintained that the proposed agreements qualify as international agreements and therefore require approval by Parliament under Article 63, Subsection 2 of the Constitution. The petition arises from a 17th November 2025 announcement by the United States Department of State of a partnership with the Zambian government aimed at supporting HIV and AIDS, tuberculosis, malaria, maternal and child health programs, as well as commitments involving medicines, laboratory systems and medical personnel worth $1.5 billion. The petitioners are seeking declarations from the Concord, including a ruling that Article 63, Subsection 2 requires parliamentary approval before any international agreement negotiated by the executive can become binding on Zambia. They also want the court to declare that the proposed MOU and bilateral compact agreement amount to international agreements and that any attempt to conclude or implement them without parliamentary approval would be unconstitutional, now and void. Meanwhile, the state, through Solicitor General Marshall Muchende, argued that negotiations between Zambia and the United States on health assistance and broader economic cooperation are still ongoing. He added that no finalized agreement currently exists for disclosure or parliamentary ratification and that the present preliminary stage does not meet the legal definition of international agreements requiring ratification under Article 63, Subsection 2 of the Constitution. The state has since asked the Constitutional Court to dismiss the matter on the ground that it is premature and lacks merit. The University of Zambia Lecturers and Researchers Union, UNZALARU, has expressed disappointment and concern over government's continued delay in settling terminal benefits owed to former university employees. Union President Professor Andrew Peary says the university is burdened with terminal benefits obligations exceeding 1.3 billion kwacha, which include the Zambia State Insurance Corporation ZISC superannuation benefits dating back to 2012, gratuities dating back to April 2016, and pensions dating back to September 2021. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Professor Peary said the union has engaged government and other stakeholders in good faith through dialogue and established consultative processes for years, but these efforts have yielded little to no tangible results. He added that the union has actively participated in various initiatives aimed at resolving this matter and made repeated attempts to secure an audience with President Hakainde Hichilema, but these efforts have unfortunately been unsuccessful despite assurances that the president maintains an open-door policy. Professor Peary wondered how resources are found for the creation of new constituencies, by-elections, expanding electoral expenditures, enhanced benefits for constitutional office holders and parliamentary gratuities, yet little is there for the UNSA employees. He has, however, acknowledged that government has made efforts to address this matter, stressing that since 2021, approximately 500 million kwacha